OJB's podcast.
27 April 2012. It's 5-day mission.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
That was the original quote from the Star Trek television series from 1966. But what would it be like today? Maybe something like this. Space, the next place to be exploited commercially. This version of the story is authorised by the Public Relations Department of Starfleet Command Incorporated. Our mission statement is to spend up to 5 days pursuing our corporate objectives, to investigate new revenue streams, to empower potential new stakeholders, to carefully go, following all health and safety guidelines, where no person has wanted to go before. Star Trek 2012, Episode 1. Kirk. Starfleet, any word on authorization to leave port yet? We've been waiting 4.5 years to leave and the paperwork still hasn't come through. Starfleet. What? Haven't you got it yet? Our head office sent it to the PA of the Senior Vice President in charge of fleet departures. It should have gone to the Departure Authorization Committee by now, and they would have got the correct permissions from the appropriate departments. Kirk. What about my supplies? I submitted a requisition order and we still haven't seen anything. Starfleet. We're processing it now. We are having problems with the phasers you wanted. Our supplier has outsourced their manufacturing to China and we're having trouble with quality issues. Kirk. Okay. Has my budget been accepted? I cut costs everywhere I could, but it still hasn't been accepted by financial services. Starfleet. Well, you know that since the financial crisis our budget isn't what it was. The mission has been cut and we had to recalculate all the costs. The accountants are working on it now. We had to double the size of the accounting department. Finally, the mission gets underway. The Starboat, a downsized starship, encounters problems fairly quickly, however. The engine fails. Only one was fitted after budget cuts, and a Klingon fleet is approaching. Kirk. Bridge to engineering. What's happening to the engine, Scotty? Engineering. Welcome to the engineering section of the Starboat Incentivize. If there are sparks and flames shooting out of the consoles, press 1. If the photon torpedoes are jammed, press 2. If you want to reset your password for the holodeck, press 3. To talk to an engineering services representative, press 0. Kirk. Oh, God, I knew that reorganization engineering would cause problems. He presses 0. Engineering. All your engineers are busy at the moment helping other callers. Your call is important to us. Please hold and we will answer your call as soon as we can. Some hideous music begins. Kirk briefly considers initiating the self-destruct sequence. After 5 minutes, the objective engineering section is to answer 50% of calls within 5 minutes. An Indian voice is heard. Engineering. Welcome to engineering. How may I help you? That's my Indian voice, by the way. Kirk. The engine has failed and we're about to be attacked by Klingons. Engineering. The engines have failed? Are you sure? Have you tried rebooting them? Kirk. Of course we have. We have to reboot them quite often because the operating system recommended by the CIO, according to the best practice, is 20 years out of date and unreliable. Engineering, could you please reboot them again, just to make sure? Kirk, okay, nothing happened. Who am I talking to? Are you part of engineering on this boat? Engineering, I am part of the help desk operation that Starfleet has outsourced last year. I'm talking to you from Bangalore. Can you tell me what version of the engine you are using? Is it the one authorised by the engineering subcommittee? Kirk, I don't know. How can you tell? Engineering, have a look at the user manual. Please call us back when you've found out what it is. Is there anything else we can help you with today? Kirk, no, I'll call you back. After 30 minutes of trying to find the manual and finally locating the version number, Kirk calls the help desk again. After the usual button pressing and waiting, engineering, welcome to engineering. How may we help you? Kirk, the engine has failed and we are about to be attacked by Klingons. I have the version number of the engine here. Engineering. The engine has failed. Are you sure? Have you tried rebooting it? Kirk. Look, this is an emergency. Please put Scotty on the line. Engineering. Scotty has been promoted to management and doesn't take calls. Could you please reboot the engine? Kirk ends the call and his hand moves to the self-destruct button again, but then a young engineer on the bridge has an idea. Young engineer. Captain, I've googled the problem and it seems that the engine is protected by a safety system which shuts it down when it exceeds warp factor 8. I've downloaded a patch which bypasses the circuit. Should we install it? Kirk. Warp factor 8? We never travel slower than that. This is another one of those safety initiatives I've heard rumours about. Young engineer. It's also to save fuel. Dilithium crystals have reached peak production and the price has gone sky high. Apparently, this was documented in Section 15, Subsection 7, Clause 9 of the Operational Procedures Manual, Captain. Kirk, damn it, apply the patch and let's get the ship, boat, out of here. The patch is applied and the disaster is averted. A few days later, the boat returns to the spaceport. Kirk is being debriefed by his manager. Manager, I've just been reading this through this report, Kirk. Under the section Value-Added Mission Critical Synergistic Proactive Benchmarks, you've just put a question mark. In fact, you put a question mark next to best-of-breed business practice case for out-of-loop paradigm shifts moving forward. Along with most of the other questions, what is the reason for this? Kirk, none of my team could come up with an answer to those sections. There are a few items I need to discuss with you regarding the mission. We had to patch the engine safety override on day two. Manager, yes, that action has been taken very seriously and is being reviewed by the Engine Maintenance Safety and Economy Subcommittee now. Do you realise your budget stated you would need 400 dilithium crystals, but you used 500? Kirk, we encountered some Klingons, and we were never supplied with the phasers because of the paperwork problem. We had to get out of there fast. Manager, but do you realise that in the current financial climate that we must all play our part in economising? Dilithium crystals are expensive. Do you think that you don't need to contribute to this effort? Kirk, but the accounting section of Starfleet has just doubled in size. The managers all got 30% pay rises and you returned a huge dividend to your shareholders. Manager, listen, Kirk, I don't like where this is going. You cannot see the big picture, and all those initiatives were for the greater good of the corporation. If we want good managers, we have to pay them well, don't we? And the shareholders deserve a good return on their investment. You're starting to sound like a socialist. Kirk, it's easy for you to sit in your office criticising me. I'm the one dodging Klingon photon torpedoes. Manager, well, we all have our jobs to do. I think you should leave now and finish that report and don't come back until you have the right attitude to be a true member of Starfleet. You obviously have trouble adapting to change. Kirk leaves and is replaced as captain later by some politically correct Frenchman who follows orders. And so ends this episode of The Great Mission into the final frontiers of bureaucracy.